Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
Ron, we have a new pope, and he is from Chicago, and he is in charge of the Augustinian order for the last couple go-rounds before moving to the Vatican, and he, I believe St. Rita is an Augustinian high school.
And we believe you probably know him.
Yeah, we have concluded that therefore you like
bless
the Pope
you, Coom.
And know the Pope.
I do not know the Pope. His friend did set us up to go to the Vatican from St. Rita, Father Bernie. And I heard all about that yesterday. Yes, when that happened, I got a bunch of texts yesterday from my friends at St. Rita. Mike Zunica, who was the president of St. Rita years ago, who is now at De La Salle, had sent me that message. And so it's kind of cool, isn't it, that our Pope is from the Chicagoland area. He's been at Providence, too, our new Pope, and done some stuff there. So that's right out our way in the southwest suburbs. So very cool, very very neat thing yesterday to see that and to watch some of that. That was very neat.
It's very cool to be one guy away, one handshake away from the Pope, Coom. When did you go to the Vatican?
We went right before COVID. We went, I believe it was right before, either right before or right after. But we went to Italy and spent 4 days in Rome and had a private tour of the Vatican, one of the most unbelievable things really you could do. I just thought it was incredible. There's no way to describe, you know, the Sistine Chapel and going through, you know, with just our group of six and, you know, getting the tour. Father Farrell, who lives in the Vatican, who was in charge of the Augustinian priests at that time, was from Philadelphia. He was a baseball fan, and that kind of helped things out a little. But we got a great tour of the Vatican for just six of us. And very cool, very, very inspirational. Yeah,
It is so fantastic that we have a Chicago guy as Pope. And it's kind of surreal in a lot of ways. And, you know, obviously, St. Rita moved into my old high school. I went to Quigley South. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I did meet Pope John Paul II at Quigley South. And now you've got a guy that has walked the hallways of that building. And he's been there before. I know he's been there. I'm talking about the new Pope. You know, when he was teaching at St. Rita, it was still located whatever it is, 63rd Street, you know, near Western there. Just
that's where I went to school.
Just east.
And Western,
yeah.
Yes.
And Ron, he's been there. I thought this was so funny when a friend of mine, his kids went to Rita and his wife met this Pope a year ago, believe it or not, at an event through the Augustinians. And he was saying that, just rave reviews, but he was saying that he taught physics there as a substitute teacher. And he said that would count as his first miracle, teaching physics to St. Rita students.
Amen to that.
Oh my God! I laughed so hard.
Absolutely,
it's so great.
It is amazing. You know, you think about that, and you know, Father Bernie, who, you know, I'm sure that all these Chicago connections will get together, and it's going to be pretty amazing. I just remember being in the Vatican and going through the Vatican, and the Pope Francis was there.
Yeah.
So you know, there was a chance that you know, he goes, okay, if the Pope, if he's drifting around the Vatican, you could meet him if he's walking through. And I stopped in my tracks and I said, okay, Father Farrell, what do we do? I was like, you know, you didn't want to do anything that wasn't exactly right. And I just stopped. I'd never forget. I stopped dead in my tracks. What do we do? How do we address him? Do we shake his hand? Do we not? I was nervous as heck.
So yeah, Coombe, the obvious question is, when is your next Vatican visit?
There you go. Oh.
It get pushed up. Absolutely. We're going to go to Belgium, and now we're going to Rome.
You know a guy. Yeah.
Yeah, we know a guy. Don't we all? Right? That's where we're from.
You literally know a guy who knows a guy.
You know, that's the truth, though.
It's the first time that's actually a really true statement.
All right, Coombe. I guess we have to stop talking Pope and start talking ball tonight.
He's a Cub fan.
Oh yeah, no, they got that came out that he was a Cub fan, then his brother said he's a Sox fan, and then it turns out that, you know, I mean, hey,
I got one of them families too,
right? he's a South Side guy. There's a photo of him at the
2005 World Series. Yeah.
And there's a photo of him at Aurelio's last year.
Yes, I mean, Homewood.
This guy, like, we're walking in the shadows of greatness for the love of God. That's it's extraordinary. Exactly right. You can't help.
For the love of God.
I got to watch my mouth.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right.
All right, so Coombe, tomorrow night in New York at Citi Field, Cade Horton is scheduled to make his debut for the Cubs this season. Tonight is a big game as well. They're all big when you're playing the Mets. This is a great series as a measuring stick, and certainly the Cubs need to win 2 out of 3 after what happened to the Giants. First of all, let's start with Cade Horton. What are your expectations for his first start, and how surprised are you that he's making it against the Mets?
Surprised. I did not think that would be the case. I thought he would probably get called up in a week from now. And kind of, do that, you know, start his big league career in a week. Flexen, who was the guy talked about starting tomorrow, was, you know, he pitched a couple times in this last series. So, you know, maybe they just felt like he needed, you know, if that wasn't going to work, because that was kind of the thought. And for Horton, do exactly what you're doing in AAA, pound the strike zone and take your chances. And, you know, it's a very good club that he's going to face in New York City. So if you're ever going to jump into the deep water, this is it. This is the big leagues here in New York. So hopefully he does well. I know that's the concern as you get a young guy and you throw him out there the first time in a setting like this. But, hey, is there ever a good time, or can you manufacture exactly when or how a guy gets to the big leagues? You just want to get there and play, and here he is. He's going to be here.
I wonder, Ron, we've heard speculation that they may decide to use an opener and then bring him in for a longer start, and that way he doesn't have to face the first three guys in the lineup, and then he can face him a couple of times after that. It allows him to go deeper in the game. But here's a young guy. He's used to warming up and going out and pitching. Like, how would one prefer to just do what you normally do, or are you looking for some kind of an advantage that could help him go deeper in the game?
I believe there are two ways of looking at that. If you're, I understand where they say, you know, one less time going through the top three guys, especially in today's game where, you know, your 1, 2, and 3 are your top hitters.
Yep.
as opposed to 3 and 4, you know, years ago, you know, with your cleanup guy. We just had this scenario play against the Cubs, play out against the Cubs again with Milwaukee. We were in Milwaukee. Priest was supposed to start. He did not start. I believe they started a left-hander in Alexander. And he did not get, he got one out in the first 8 hitters. And then Priest entered the game with one out in the first. And then he couldn't get any outs. And he was all out of whack because of that very scenario, Mike. He did not get his normal, you know, pregame warm-up and all of that. And then all of a sudden he's up and trying to warm up in the pen while the game's going on and the Cubs bombed Milwaukee that day. So I've seen it work both ways. I would think a pitcher would want to just warm up, do what he normally does as a starter, and start the game.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you 4 free 5G phones and 4 lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, baseball fans, next Friday, head on over to Coombs Corner in Lockport after the Cubs-Sox game. Enjoy Yingling Game Day Bucket Specials, $12. Score some Yingling swag, too, plus live music later in the night. Don't miss the postgame party at Coombs Corner. Coom, when you look at what happened in the Giants series, I think the biggest concern coming out of that, after the real demoralizing extra-inning loss, was the status of Ryan Pressly. How do you handle that if you're Craig Counsell? How do you address that if you're Jed Hoyer? What are your concerns about Ryan Pressly?
I don't have a bunch of concerns. He had a bad day, and everything that they hit fell in. You know, it wasn't like he was giving up home run after home run. You know, there were 3 or 4 ground balls that could have went to the shortstop or third baseman that didn't. He got hit hard, but he's going to be a guy that's going to pitch to contact. He's not a guy that strikes out a bunch of guys, and he throws a lot of strikes. He did not have great command that day, and his mistakes were not out of the zone. They were in the zone. So he got hit. Turn the page. You know, that's the way I look at it. You know what you have. He's a strike thrower with a fastball and slider. The only thing I would say from the hitter's perspective is it seemed to me he fell a little bit in love with a slider on that day, which guys do. Because he's got enough fastball. He was throwing 94. You know, he was just spinning that slider in there, and it was in the middle of the plate. I think you just got to turn the page. The key to me, though, is he healthy? Is his knee okay? Mm-hmm. If his knee is okay, then you turn the page. If his knee's not, then you got some other issues.
You're listening to Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We're talking to Ron Coomer, and Ron Coomer on The Score is sponsored by Huntington, home of early pay. More at Huntington.com/yourmoney. So we were talking about just, you know, guys getting their first start, guys playing their first game in the big leagues. And I'm sure that your debut stands out for you, Ron. What is it that you are battling when you first are playing, regardless of whether you're a pitcher, a hitter, or whatever? I would imagine the adrenaline is pretty high, and you're kind of out of your head a little bit.
It is just, it's that. It really is. I remember, you know, Tom Kelly pointing at me, and it didn't even say anything. He just pointed at me. We were in Cleveland at Jacobs Field, and he pointed and, like, you're in. And I went out to the on-deck circle to pinch hit, and when I walked into the batter's box, for my first big league at bat, I put my back foot in. You dig in and put my back foot in, and my knee started shaking. I had to call timeout. I'm like, damn, you can't hit this. This isn't good. And I'd never felt that before in my life. Well, that's that's adrenaline that you can't prepare for ever. You just can't prepare for that. And there's no, there's nothing you can do once it's there. You got to hope that you can control it. And once the at-bat started, I can control it a little bit, but you know, you try to get through it. His first inning, if he can get through the first inning and throw some strikes and get through it and move forward, then it's a baseball game. You know, that first inning is a rough one, boy. And that the adrenaline rush is, it's so cool that your body can do that because of stress and anxiety and understanding and the butterflies, however you want to describe it. But I was just like, oh my gosh, this, what is this? It's just crazy. But it's fun. It's really a cool thing to experience, that's for sure.
Coombe, third base remains a concern. You are an expert at what goes on at third base and how difficult it can be to field that position. John Birdie has struggled. Nicky Lopez, pretty good glove. I don't know if that's the answer long term. Maybe Matt Shaw is there. Everybody's waiting for him. How would you approach the third base situation? And we've asked you this before, but it remains a question.
Well, I just, as of right now with the roster that you have, you know, I would try to, you know, what Counts is doing is he's trying to play the best matchups he can to you know, to put the best lineup together and the best third baseman out there to sit, you know, it settles in against the opposing pitcher. And Nicky Lopez has done a very good, Nicky's a very good defensive player. You know, I haven't seen him play a lot, you know, just knew of him because he's from our area. But he's a very good defender and does a very good job at third. I just, you know, for Birdie, he's played some third base. I don't think that's been his natural position, you know, coming up. And, you know, so there's some things that, you know, happen. He swung the bat pretty well. I think what you're going to see is matchup baseball until something changes in the roster or if it does. But I don't foresee anything changing anytime soon. I really don't.
Ron, as you think about just losing a series, right? We haven't seen that happen very often, but the way that it happened, the ridiculous 9 runs allowed and the in extra innings when you had a chance, by the way, to maybe win that game, and then you lose a game and that means you lose a series. How is the carryover effect from something like that going into a big series on the weekend in New York?
I don't think there'll be a lot of carryover. I think the players think they've been playing really good baseball. I feel like the young guys have been playing very well, and I think they have a lot of confidence, you know, going with them, whether they lost 2 in a row to San Francisco or not. You know, you were a line drive. You were the third baseman sending the runner home, third base coach. And, you know, if you look back at the game 2, could you have done something different? It's always easy to look back and second guess. But I think the guys have a lot of confidence. I don't see that being an issue of carryover. I think everybody realizes we play so many games that, you know, that last game, San Francisco is going to be a handful for anybody. If their starting pitching does its job, their bullpen's nasty. So they're going to be a handful for anybody that plays them. If they get the lead, you've got some work to catch them in a ball game because of their 7, 8, 9 guys in the game.
Coombe, when you look at this weekend, how big are you thinking it is for the Cubs? Because obviously they go in, we're losing a series, we make more of it maybe because everything's a little bit louder in New York. There's a sense of anticipation surrounding Cade Horton. How big is this weekend?
It's big, but you know, no matter what happens, you know, we always make more of out of everything. It's a big series. You're playing New York. You want to show well. The nation watches because a couple of these games are going to be on national television. So it goes big, but you know, every game's big. And I think what, you know, in a few hours when I talk to Council and the manager show, he's going to downplay that. I think the players will, you know, if they're big games, you know it, but every game is big because, you know, so I don't see this being a do or die or, you know, one of them series where, you know, if things don't go well, then what? I don't see that being the case. You win 2 or 3, you win all 3, you lose 2 or 3. Play good baseball and then take your chances. That's what I would say about this series, you know, and go at it from there. That's the best way to look at it, David.
Bless you, Coom.
Yeah, and Ron, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that Pope Pius XII was a big DiMaggio fan and wore a Yankee hat. That's not true. I made that up. But this Pope Leo the 12th,
man, that's awfully close to Chicago now.
This is the first baseball fan Pope. I mean, that's got to be a huge kick for you. On top of him being one of our own
from
and
the
local
same area.
And Southside and the whole nonsense, the guy's also a baseball fan. That's gotta trigger you in a way that nothing else could.
I think it's really cool. I really do. I walked past St. Patrick's Cathedral yesterday, coming back from Central Park. I was on a walk in Central Park, and I walked back, and I'm like, what's all the commotion? I didn't realize I was, you know, a block away from St. Patrick's Cathedral, which is down the street from our hotel. The entire block was full of television cameras waiting to speak to the people at St. Patrick's Cathedral, the priests there. So it was, you know, you were surrounded by it, and it was right by our hotel. You know, I wonder what it's like right now at St. Rita and Providence and all them schools and that right now. They got to be, you know, it's got to be really exciting for all of them.
A lot of pride. Thanks, yeah. Coom.
Thanks, Ron.
Yep.
Take care.
Absolutely, boys. We will try to win one for our new Pope tonight.
Have a great weekend.
You guys, yep, you guys,
that's great. Win one for the new Pope.